USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden's pick for a high-level Pentagon position was a big proponent of the now-discredited Steele dossier and Trump-Russian collusion narrative. The Biden transition team on Wednesday nominated Colin Kull as his Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. Do lockdowns work to prevent the spread of COVID-19? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns around the world did not provide significantly more benefits in slowing the spread of the coronavirus than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Reuters is reporting an unknown gunman shot and killed two female judges in Kabul, Afghanistan on Sunday as they traveled to work. No other details were available. The Biden administration says it will hit the ground running with a slew of executive orders on day one. The executive actions to be taken on Wednesday include rejoining the Paris Climate Accords, reversing a travel ban on several majority Muslim countries, extending a pause on federal student loan payments, halting evictions and foreclosures, as well as mandating masks in interstate travel and on federal property. Most of the measures are a reversal of Trump policies and do not require congressional action. U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a Nestle recall of Hot Pockets. Pepperoni Hot Pockets are the focus of the recall. The potential for contamination by non-food items is the reason. The report says pieces of plastic and glass are in some Hot Pockets. So far, only one minor injury has been reported related to the contamination, but the agency says this product should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More shutdowns in the D.C. area have been announced for Inauguration Day. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
D.C. police say a Virginia man who showed police a non-government-issued inauguration credential at a checkpoint along the perimeter securing downtown Washington, D.C. Friday was arrested after a gun and hundreds of rounds of ammunition were found inside of his vehicle.
I'm not a bad person. I'm not connected to any hate groups. I'm not there to harm anybody.
Wesley Allen Beeler of Front Royal, Virginia, tells NBC4 in Washington he made an honest mistake. Divisional playoffs conclude Sunday for the National Football League. The Browns at the Chiefs at 3:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS, and the Bucks at the Saints, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.